Good afternoon, my fellow Americans, my fellow fans, my fellow Facebook listeners and fans of my radio podcast show. I'm your host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, for American Everyday Life Radio podcast show, broadcasting to you today from Port Huron, Michigan. Now, it's windy and cold here. It feels absolutely like freezing, the wind does when it's blowing. But anyway, I'm not worried about the weather. I'm worried about America and what we're going to come to. Tomorrow's election is very important, and I urge you, my fellow Republicans, to get out and vote. Come to the polls tomorrow. Speak your mind. Like in Georgia, we have a Democrat, and again, I reiterate that to me, the Democrats are nothing but fascist liberals, which is a form of, to me, of communism and dictatorship. They want to spend on programs. And we want the candidates running. She doesn't care about you and I. I urge the voters who are Republican in Georgia to come forward and vote Republican. I encourage you to come out by the droves to vote Republican. Republican Party cares about the poor more than the Democrat Party was. Truth is that the Democrat Party, they'd rather spend on abortions, which is murder. They'd rather persecute the Christians and stand up for Christianity. What used to be a Christian party, and the poor man's party, the Democrats, became a billionaire's party. Here you got Oprah Winfrey went down to Georgia, and my friends, these television stars should keep their political opinion to themselves. They should not be coming in, and Oprah Winfrey, my friends, is no longer a citizen of the South. She lives in Chicago or Los Angeles. Matter of fact, she lives in Los Angeles more than she does in Chicago, where her studios is. Now, if she's got a studio in Chicago, why ain't she there? Now, this is one that's confused. Same woman who bankrolled Obama into the White House and bought it for him. Now, she put more than $30 million into his campaign to elect him. Why ain't they investigating as Oprah Winfrey for improper campaign funds? Now, way around to the political action committees that was set forth and the laws passed to limit the campaign funds a candidate have. Now, Obama was nothing more than an ignorant person who didn't care for black, white, he didn't care for Asians. He lied to the American public. He didn't do nothing for the Southerners. In fact, majority black and white, Asian, all did not like Obama down south because they knew he would lie. They knew that he would cover up for the Libyan people that worked in the embassy, the American embassy staff that were killed, and he covered up for it. With our military sitting right there off the coast of Libya, he could rescue these people in Tripoli. He failed to act. He failed to call our military in to go in to rescue the poor embassy people. Now, that's murder. Obama should have been tried for treason. Obama should have been tried for treason when he went in and kissed the Muslim temple, an American enemy. The terrorists who commit the violent acts. Now, I'm sure there's a good Arabic Muslim people. I'm sure there's good Christian Arabic people. But they get persecuted. The ones that stand up for democracy and want democracy and want to change the old code of dressing the way they do are persecuted, arrested. Look at Pakistan right now, holding a person who spoke out for Christianity and democracy, got arrested and threatened an executor. Violating human rights. But that's besides the point. Obama colluded with the enemy. Now, let me say this. Again, I encourage you to vote tomorrow. Let's open up our hearts and souls and vote against the Democrats. Let's sweep them. And what is supposed to be a close election, let's make it a landslide for the Republican Party. The conservatives, let it be known that our voices are louder and can be heard. Let us be heard in the voice of the wilderness. Let us be the true spirit of America as we are supposed to be. And that's standing up for you, the Americans. I'm an American. Now I want to continue them standing up for democracy, justice, and our jobs. We need our American know-how back. Our manufacturing, we need back. Our technology. We're slowly slagging down, going behind. Our health insurance is the worst it's ever been. Because of Obama. You still have Obamacare in place. Now, not parts of it's been done, scrubbed. There's parts of it still in existence. Like the Q&B program. Or spin down. We need to erase it and do away with it. Let's get Republicans in there who will speak for you, the American citizen. That you, because you will not have to pay out of your pockets. Whereas if you have a Democrat in there, you're going to pay and pay, 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 pay. And your taxes are going to be increased. My friends, it was under Ronald Reagan, the conservative movement came about. Under Ronald Reagan, the conservatives created 6 million jobs in his first year as a president. Under Ronald Reagan, we had democracy and respect. Under Ronald Reagan, we had honesty. We had morals. Under Ronald Reagan, Christianity stood tall. Since Obama and Bill Clinton were elected as presidents. Now, Obama was not my president. Now, I'm disabled. I can't go stand in line for hours to vote. I don't even think I'm able to get an absentee ballot to vote. But my friends, if I were health and able to stand, I would vote. But I encourage you to vote your hearts, to vote Republican. Let's vote the storm. And let the storm be heard and the rumble roar across the country and the land of this here USA, United States of America. Speak your voice. Speak Republican. Speak conservatism. Speak and let it be known that you're a conservative, not a liberal Democrat or a moderate Democrat. We don't want the old ways of the Democrat Party back, which they're trying to bring it back. They're trying to bring it back, in which the Democrat will give everything away that Americans died, sweated, and shed blood for. Jimmy Carter gave the Panama Canal away to Panama. Then you have Jimmy Carter who gave Taiwan away back to the Chinese. He and the British gave Singapore away. One thing President Carter done was having the Camp David Peace Accords bring peace between Israel and Jordan and Israel and Egypt, my friends. Here you got Obama, who didn't know nothing about politics. Who'd ever heard of Obama before he ran for president? Now, let me ask you, do you want a senator in there who would rather take money, or a congressman who'd rather take your taxpayer dollar and use it on trips? Democrats will. Now, we've had a few Republicans, but not as many so. The Republicans will restore America. The Democrats will tear you apart. The Democrats will bring America down even more. Now, is that what you want, my friends? Let's get out and vote our spirits. Let's be the Americans we are. Unite and vote for people who are in favor of President Trump. Number one, I'm in favor of building the wall on Mexico. What else? We're going to have more jobs coming here, more Hispanics. Same thing the Democrats call out. That's inhumane to build a wall. Same thing they're wanting to bring in here. So you're going to have more violence. You're going to have more drugs than ever before. We're already a drug mess country. Us, Canada, we already are. My fellow Americans, I encourage you to get out tomorrow. Rich, poor, vote conservative. If you want the conservative movement to continue, you'll vote for a Republican. Vote your Christian minds. Vote your faith in your heart. But we can't do this alone unless we help God restore it. That's what the Republicans want to do. Democrats want to do away with it and keep atheism and teach. The Democrat Party's won it. Brought same-sex education into school. They're the ones that encourage to have contraception into schools rather than education. And learning from the book, learning history, learning mathematics and science. Learning to use their brain to do essays. Again, the Democrat Party brought in that to encourage it. Transgender, which should, the law says, quote, my friends, that you cannot force a child because it's not, and it's been found, it's not just law, it's just medical science, because that 11, 12, and 13-year-olds not able to make their own decision up. It's supposed to be the parent. Now, we need to restore Christianity and marriage back to families, man and woman. That's the way marriage is supposed to be. For better, for worse, for rich or poor, and sickness and health, before God, and only God Almighty. You affirm that when you say that, and you commit them vows. And those vows are sacred, not to be broken. Now, here it is. You've got Democrats want to tear down the church. Democrats to tear down the church. Now, they're Democrat Party under Obama is trying to force churches to cover same-sex marriages. Trying to have them marry them. Again, violation of rights. supposed to be a separation of church and state. So the Supreme Court said. Obama didn't listen to it. He didn't take it into consideration. He didn't tell them, now, you're not supposed to infringe on states' rights. He did not tell them that it's against the law to strike down states' rights. He did not tell them that you cannot infringe on churches' rights. He simply okayed it. Again, all Democrats. Democrats. The Democrat is the single worst party that ever has been created. Democrats, my friend, look at your history. Democrat Party will get you into a declared war. Republicans got you out of it. Only Republican ever that we have been in war under was Abraham Lincoln. And that was a war between the states, each side fighting for what they believed. Now, and they pitied brother against brother, sister against sister, mother against daughter, mother against son, father against children, and father against wife. All throughout this country, the Civil War was the single worst war that ever took place on American soil. Now, again, if it had been Democrat, it would be a full-fledged war of war. Here you got Wilson under war in World War I. Here you got also in World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt with polio, who should not have been elected. He's already crippled, already in a wheelchair when he's elected. Couldn't stand much. And here you got Wilson. I mean, here you got Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Died before his White House president or his presidency was to come to an end. Again, should not have been elected to a second and third term as president. Shouldn't have been elected to a first term. Why didn't they see this coming? Why didn't the doctors act begging to remove him from office? Again, Roosevelt put a trade embargo on Japan, trying to starve a nation of more than 11 million people to death by freezing them, by starving them, and violating human rights. Doing the same thing that communists were doing. Doing the same thing the communists were doing. You can bet if it had been a Republican in there, I'm out there a day in Pearl Harbor. We've been on duty around the clock, and the battleship Arizona never sunk. You can bet the Japanese would not attack Pearl Harbor. We can't go by what might have been. Well, we can go by our hearts and our history and knowing what happened. You can't erase the history and the facts of who it was. John Kennedy sent troops into Vietnam by increasing the presence of American military servicemen and women. Harry Truman got us into the Korean War. Harry Truman, again, a Democrat. A Democrat. FDR had a mistress. Then you got John Kennedy, another one that had a mistress. Bill Clinton, mistresses. And Hillary Clinton surrounded his White House. And trust me, the Democrats, my friends, look at the history. The most scandalous of all presidents. More scandalous than any Republicans. Republicans get you out of these crises. Republicans create jobs. Republicans have brought American dignity back. Ronald Reagan was the most highest, most respected, had the most highest job approval, and the most popular president ever to have been elected, same way by when he was 8 years were ended in the wilds. Ronald Reagan. Now, if he had, now look at his history. Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon got us out of Vietnam. Jobs were plentiful. Again, Democrats in control of the White House. Democrats in control of the Senate, the House. Framing Richard Nixon. Framing him because he was a good president doing for the American people. Keeping his promises. Reagan keeping his promises. George W. Bush, the first one. And the father of George W. Bush, the second president. Again, we went to Desert Storm, kicked Iran and Iraq and Saddam Hussein in less than 6 days with our military might. George W. Bush went to Afghanistan, kicked the Taliban out of Afghanistan. Obama took our troops out of Afghanistan, Iraq. Now, Taliban's coming back. ISIS coming. Now, and you got regime after regime fighting wars between and amongst themselves in those countries. Again, Republicans would be in control. It'd be peace in those countries. Democracy. Let me tell you the real truth back, my friend. No president in history has gone without colluding with somebody as our enemy and give them some kind of information. Let me ask you. You want Trump, President Trump, investigate. But yet you want America first. You can't have a two things on the platter at one time. You can't have it your way. It's not Burger King. My fellow friends, I encourage you. May God look up on America. And if a Democrat's elected, God will shame America. He will frown upon us and say, I know you not. Then what will become of America if the tolerance of what we're going through now continues on this rampage? It's time we patch the piles and close those holes. It's time we keep the Republicans and conservatism in power in both the Senate, the House, governorships, state legislators, across this country. What else? If we have a Democrat in power, you bet it's going to be more violence, higher than ever. And it's not President Trump's fault that the violence happened. Not President Trump's fault that the violence happened in schools. It's because of Bill Clinton and Obama taking God out of school and allowing the Supreme Court to strike it down. Saying prayer is unconstitutional. And allowing physics be taught in school, saying we came from the Big Bang Theory, which I call that the Big Boing Theory. My friends, what is going to happen to America? What's going to happen? I pray to God with all His mercy and might. We wake up Wednesday morning, we have a landslide of conservatism and conservatives elected across this country who are Republican. I pray that happens. Thank you, God bless. This is Cheyenne Montana Lopez, your radio podcast host show. Your radio podcast show host on Anchor FM on this special broadcast, encouraging you to vote tomorrow, encouraging you to vote conservatism and Republican. I'm encouraging you to get out and vote. From the time the polls open till they close, let's speak against that woman who is not for you in Georgia, is running for governor. Let's speak to elect the Republican as governor. Let's keep the Republicans in power as governors of Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. Let's put Republicans back in control of governorships, Senate, and Congress in those states. Let's keep them in Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky. Let's overturn the Democrats' ways of what they've done. Let's keep on track to do this. Let's keep on track to bring America back first. Thank you and God bless. This is your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, saying so long. Thank you and God bless you.